Stay tuned to the Black Coffee Channel, home of the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Radio program.
I knew the mob wouldn't go down without a fight, but this is different. They've crossed the line.
You crossed the line first, so you squeezed them, you hammered them to the point of desperation. And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand.
Criminals aren't complicated, Alfred. We just need to figure out what he's after.
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Cedric Muhammad. You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
In the city, the cops are top of me. The product is full of bullets, the bodies just dropping. There ain't no stopping me, constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killings, leaving dead bodies in the band. The builder just carries the children, cause they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past? Maybe you're listening, it's just get aftermath. More bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery.
It's not adequate to be strictly revenue neutral, because there's a lot more to be done to get the
system. So the plans on the table don't go far enough, in your view?
That's my view. And in fact, I think, I thought the Secretary's remarks were frankly quite well balanced, and I think that is the strategy of the administration. But what he didn't spell out, which he can't actually at this particular stage, is that very significant additional actions are going to be required to make certain that the deficit does not get...
And that means control of Medicare, control of Medicaid, control of Social Security, but also we're going to have to see some kind of broad-based revenues. Roger Altman, who I quoted to the Secretary, the former Deputy Treasury Secretary, says that the real answer in the long term has to be that we move towards a value-added tax, a sales tax.
Yeah, I don't like a value-added tax, but I agree with Roger. I think that there is a fairly significant probability that the least worst solution to the problem will end up to be a value-added tax, because... it's the only thing which raises revenue in significant quantities without significantly impacting on the economy.
You said you were cautiously optimistic just a couple of minutes ago. One of your predecessors at the Fed, William McChesney Martin, 1951 to 1970, said the Fed chairman's job is to take away the punch bowl just when the party's getting started. He, of course, was referring to raising interest rates to combat inflation. Are we anywhere close to that point where that's going to have to be considered?
No, but remember that there's an awful lot of liquidity, latent liquidity in the system, and at some point that is going to have to be sopped up. And what that means is higher interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Now that's not immediate, but it's out there in the intermediate future, because as this economy picks up, assuming that it does.
Teach Alan.
And as I said, there is an outside possibility, maybe a little faster than we expect.
Teach Alan Greenspan.
Then the Federal Reserve is going to have to rein in credit and raise rates.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to do it very well.
I don't know.
The chairman says we have a couple of years. Is that about right?
No.
I hope they have a couple of years. I don't think they do.
Teach.
Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for your time today.
It's been my pleasure.
Teach Alan Greenspan. Preacher Alan Greenspan. Minister Alan Greenspan. Ooh. Rough years ahead. I haven't dealt with the U.S. dollar in a few months. Let me read these comments, because you know what's coming next. My favorite show in the whole U.S. Mm, mm, mm. Let me read the comments first. I'm falling so far behind. Let me give you a warning shot of where we're headed next. My favorite show. There has been a change. The T.O. Show is my new favorite show. It has surpassed Tiny and Toya. Talib from Detroit, Michigan. He says, greetings, Brother Cedric. It's been some time since I've tuned in. However, I'm feeling today's show. One of the things I heard the young lady, Dambisa Moyo, say is that over 60% of Africa is under the age of 24. This is astounding. And information like this goes unreported all the time. Abiba Fahudi. Is that Swahili? Talib, you're right. Africa has a youth explosion. 60% of the population under 24. These governments are going to be overthrown if they don't get their act together. The youth rising up. Thank you, Talib. Detroit. The wonderful Janine from Hartford. She says, Hey, said your comments on the state of Pan-Africanism are on point. Moving from rhetoric and cultural expressions to economic solidarity and power is essential. As an educator, I've worked within the school system to teach young people, but I've realized that creating my own institution makes more sense. I wanted to know if your CM Cat business can assist in this new venture. Yes, and my new book as well, Janine. Stay tuned next week on both of those. Brother Anthony from Ellenwood, Georgia, he says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Cedric. Raekwon said, like a 27-inch zenith. Is that true? I thought that Raekwon said like a 20-inch zenith. I seen it. Is it a 27th-inch zenith or 20-inch zenith? All my Wu-Tang lyric aficionados. Anthony from Ellenwood, Georgia says, Raekwon said like a 27th-inch zenith, sir. He puts sir after that. He says, is there a way you can post the Muhammad Speaks article from April 1962? If you can, let me know the exact date of that issue and the title of the article. I can request a copy from the Harold Washington Library in Chicago. If you are unable to post it or don't have an electronic copy. Thanks. He wants me to do the work first. I may not get to it, Anthony. So here is the article. April 1962 is the issue, Muhammad Speaks. Are fashion and beauty the same? Are fashion and beauty the same? Page 22, Muhammad Speaks, April 1962. See if the Harold Washington Library can get it done for you, my brother. Elazar from Brooklyn says, Cedric, I'll be honest. If I see a sister dressing like Buffy the Body, I would not take her seriously. As for the other sister, my thoughts are, how can I make the modest, sophisticated sister my wife? In case you didn't see it earlier, we flashed a picture of the image of the sister from Sudan, the journalist who they are talking about flogging or, I don't know what it is. I'm going to say spanking. They want to hit her 40 times for wearing tight pants. So we put her garment up and then we show Buffy the Body. Joseph from Brooklyn, my man, he says, peace, Cedric, just read your blog, The Death of the Matchmaker. The first part was instructive and the second part really hit home. When you don't respond to your customers' needs in a timely fashion, the customers will head elsewhere. Your point was very eloquently put, brother. No sheeple today all day long. Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, Joseph is referring to my blog, The Death of the Matchmaker, first hip-hop music albums, and now boxing. Go to CedricMuhammad.com and read that. I talk about what has happened. I believe that people move toward file sharing and MP3 usage in music and stop buying albums because for 6 months, no albums came out in 2002. I document my case. I made it to Russell Simmons. I made it to the Wall Street Journal and I made it to the Los Angeles Times. Go to CedricMuhammad.com. You can read that. The Death of the Matchmaker. Thank you, Joseph from the BK. Nimba from the Ivory Coast had some comments regarding Dambisa Moyo, author of Dead Aid. Nimba from Cote d'Ivoire. I've been corrected to not give the English pronunciation. Nimba from Cote d'Ivoire says, hello, my brother Cedric. I'm just coming through to listen to you after a business meeting today. Oh, man. Thank you. I'm getting chills. Anytime a person uses the word business, I get chills. Nimba, he didn't say he was coming from a political activist meeting. He didn't say he was coming from an after party. Nimba says, I'm coming listening to you. I'm coming through to listen after a business meeting. It is always good to listen to you. Yes, I totally agree with this sister, Dambisa Moyo. Africa is more than what the Western world is portraying. We all know why the demonization of Africa is to brainwash the black diaspora in the world. But things are changing now where many people are starting to understand and know the real image of Africa, and that is economic growth, huge business opportunities for the black American entrepreneurs, the plethora of all kinds of resources to industrialize Africa and make it more competitive, even the future driving dominant in the world of a domain, in any domain of economy. He says China has a good relationship with Cote d'Ivoire. For example, the Chinese construction companies are working with the Ivorian multinational construction company called BNET, B-N-E-T, or NET, on many construction projects in Cote d'Ivoire. The extension of the port of San Pedro, which is the second largest port of Cote d'Ivoire, has been given to the Chinese, and the second bridge to link the north and the south of Abidjan has been given to the Chinese company because they propose a good deal, four times less expensive than the French construction company. That is also one of the reasons France wants to overthrow the president of Cote d'Ivoire, President Gbagbo, because he has cut more deals with the Chinese companies than with the French. Woo! Okay, that's good stuff. I'm caught up now. Let's get into T.O. Yeah, T.O., the T.O. show is my new favorite show. It has replaced Tiny and Toya because T.O. is digging down deep. Is T.O. digging down deep or what these days? Let's talk about the tears. Let's talk about him working out his family childhood issues on air. Now, Toya, God bless Toya. Isn't Toya so cute on the Tiny and Toya show? She's giving T.O. a run for his money, but T.O. is digging down deep. This one show is going to clean up T.O.'s image more than any Super Bowl could have done. I love it. Let's talk about T.O. pouring his heart out to his father, his grandmother, very touching scenes, and even going to his old high school where he let something slip. Let's start with T.O. You know what? Let's go T.O. and his father talking. What did you all think of this if you saw it? If not, listen up.
When Mo and I walked over to my dad's house, he wasn't there. The only thing I could do was wait. When I saw my dad, it was sort of like a surreal moment, because you never think that you're going to have that father-son conversation when you're 30-something years old.
Yeah, I just came down just to check on you, see how you've been doing. Easter time is family time, and I've been, you know, telling Mo a lot of stuff of how I've grown up. She really couldn't grasp the whole concept of me living right across the street. You may not know this, but as a kid, what made me most proud that you were my dad is when I used to go to the rec center, I used to see you play softball.
I watched him from afar.
That made me proud.
He was a pretty good softball player, so I think he's given me my athletic ability. As a kid, I was proud to see my dad play sports, but it hurt that he never came to see me play any of my games.
At that age, I used to be upset. It would make me feel bad because I always had that empty feeling. I always looked in the stands, you know, basketball games.
I understand that.
Never really had anybody in the stand.
Growing up, it was tough because initially I wasn't accepted. As a little kid, how do you handle that?
I just knew one day it was going to come to this right here, that I was going to get a chance to sit down and tell you about what I did. Now, when you was growing up, I had to work. Double. I worked two jobs for 20 years. I was just trying to take care of you guys. But I can't come to ball games. I was doing a lot of stuff back then just to maintain.
Now, this is T.O.'s father. Now, the way T.O. was looking at his dad, it was so beautiful. You could tell T.O. Turned into like a little boy. He dug down deep. I think this is genuine, of course. T.O. and his father. T.O.'s dad is explaining to him why he was not around to watch him and spend time with him.
Sometime when y'all playing ball, I would go down the railroad track looking.
It's comforting to know that it was something that he did on his own.
was. I didn't want you to think I was no bad person. You know, I wasn't a bad dad. I just couldn't be there. But I wish we had this talk a long time ago.
I'm not real sure what took so long, but I guess my dad, he wanted to talk about it. He just wasn't at the comfort level to talk about it.
I wish this had been a whole lot better than it was.
Being in a small town, being from the South, as a kid, you don't really understand it. But as adults, they know things have happened.
Things happen, but it's gonna get better. I mean, you know, you're the only son I got. And I was, you know, I'm proud of you.
It was pretty tough talking to my dad, but finally I understood his side of the story, and I think he understood mine.
It's something that you should have known years ago. I don't want you to think that I just didn't care.
I think that the most important thing is that he made time to be there, and we sat down face to face, you know, to have a conversation that needed to be had at some point.
Well, I just want to let you know, I love you.
Love you. That's a memory that I always hold in my heart because we're father and son.
Now that would have been enough for one episode for me. You know what I mean? But T.O. sat down with his grandmother. Now this was very touching. I think I teared up a little bit. Did you all tear up more when T.O. was talking to his dad or when he was talking to his grandmother? Now his grandmother has Alzheimer's. She does not say a word. Now, you know, maybe they did a little camera gymnastics to make this work. But T.O.'s grandmother looked like she was not going to say a word at all. Until a certain point, all of a sudden she speaks and says something to T.O. Hopefully this will come through in the audio. Here's T.O. talking to his grandmother on a bench. Remember, she has Alzheimer's now.
One of the best parts of returning home is getting the chance to visit my grandmother. Since my dad wasn't around and my mom had to work, my grandmother raised me. She was the most important influence on my life growing up.
Hey, Grandma. How you doing?
My grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1996.
I know you like candy, so I bought you some candy.
I've always used her strength as a motivation to keep moving forward.
Got you some Junior Mints. Got you some Mentos.
She know what she wants.
Can I have some? We can't get none?
I
know,
right there.
You want to go outside?
Even though she may not recognize me, there was an assortment of candy in that bag. And for her to sort through the candy and pick out what she liked, it lets me know she understood what was going on.
Feels good outside, doesn't it? You looking good? How you feeling? Grandma, you know I'm not playing with Dallas anymore. And with the Buffalo Bills now. Mm-hmm. It'll be different, but you always told me to be my own man, no matter what nobody say about me. When I hear him saying all that negative stuff, I think about you. You always said, speak your mind, no matter what. They can say whatever they want, Grandma. You made me who I am, and I'm proud of who I am. I love you, Grandma. I know you hear me. I love you. I love you, Grandma.
That's it right there. T.O. breaking down, crying, boo-hooing on the bench. And his grandma says, you'll be fine, son. Out of nowhere.
It was amazing for me because I heard it be so silent all these years. It was like God was kind of syncing us together, processing what I was saying to her. From that brings a smile to my heart because I knew what she said. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Looking at some dogwood trees out there. I remember you telling me about those. That's when you know spring really here. you see those dogwoods start to bloom.
August 5th, 2009, Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program. I'm going to have to actually play the T.O. song. When we were Eagles fans, while T.O. was there, we had the T.O. song. Do y'all remember that? T.O., 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 T.O. Anyway, just when you thought T.O. couldn't dig down no deeper, he got you teared up over his conversation with his dad and his grandmother with Alzheimer's. T.O. goes back to his high school and keeps it real about what I call the Wesley Snipes syndrome. Break it down, T.O.
First stop, my old high school.
How's it going, man?
I'm good.
Yeah.
What's up?
What up, man?
I don't know it.
Met with Coach Hicks, whom I've known since junior high school. It brought back a lot of memories.
Was it like this when you was there?
Because in high school, I was always average.
Are you in any other shop?
I was always that kid that coaches said, he's a little raw, got potential, but just not there yet. So I did whatever it took.
That's me right there, number 80.
To go from average to where I am now, it's special because I knew that I put in a lot of hard work to get where I am.
We got some guys in there lifting weights. Since you're here, I'd like for you to come in for a minute and explain them what it takes to get where you are.
All right, what's up, guys? Good. This is funny to be here, but I came from right here, man. I was in that same locker room.
And I'm a testament that you guys can do better than what I've done. If you want to make something out of your life, this is where it starts. You got to apply yourself. Number one, you got to stay in school. I remember guys in high school drink beer and that. I knew all that stuff, but I didn't do it because my grandmother and my mama, they told me, don't follow the crowd. And it didn't come easy. Coach, he'll tell you, I was dark-skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried. You're going to have people that put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles. I wish you the best. If you guys ever need anything, Coach, know I'm a phone call away. Just let me know.
Get a Wildcat Pride in on three. Wildcat Pride on three.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat Pride.
It was good to get in front of those guys and just share that dreams are obtainable.
T.O. The Wesley Snipes syndrome, I call it now. I don't know, what am I? Milk chocolate? I get about 3 shades darker when the sun hits so I can look, you know, chocolat. I'll put the camera on me soon. I think I'm milk chocolate. Some may disagree. T.O. had to deal with his skin complexion. I call it the Wesley Snipes syndrome because Wesley Snipes brought the brown skin brothers back. My main man, Albie Shore, Christopher Williams, Special Ed. It was rough for about a 3-year period if you were brown or dark skin. Then Wesley Snipes and Keith Sweat brought us back. It's been tough on the light skin brothers for some time as well. We both suffered together. But I didn't know that T.O. had gone through this. Chocolate T.O. coming clean in front of some white athletes too about being made fun of because of his brown skin complexion. Now, if you've ever been to Africa, I'm going to tell you what they said to me. Now, I've never been considered light skinned, but when I went back, oh man, they told me. They said, "Sed, you're light skinned. You're considered light." The Ethiopians claimed me. They said I was closest to their complexion. I never thought of that before. But man, I met a brother from the Sudan. Whew. This brother was beautiful black. Beautiful black. Beautiful black. White eyes, white teeth. You know what I'm talking about. That's the real, that's the original man black. Beautiful. From southern Sudan, I met this brother. So you go to Africa, you think it's your brown skin and you're a little dark. You go over there, you just be light skin. This is what they told me. Here's T.O. again breaking down his issues with skin complexion.
And it didn't come easy. Coach, he'll tell you, I was dark-skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're going to have people to put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
And it didn't come easy. Coach, he'll tell you, I was dark-skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're going to have people to put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles. T.O. digging deep. In one episode, you got skin complexion issues,
grandmother with Alzheimer's with a miraculous statement of encouragement. T.O. working it out with his dad. This is my new favorite show. It's not even close anymore. One more time, T.O. Break down the fact that you was going through it over skin color, complexion issues in the South.
And it didn't come easy. Coach here tell you, I was dark skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're going to have people that put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
It was rough, man. I remember that, 87, 88, 89. These were dark, dark days for the dark skin. And I've seen some brown-skinned, dark-skinned people be vicious to lighter-complexion black people. It's sick. Sick. You want to know why T.O. is driven? It's things like this. Things like this, man. Look at the positive message that T.O. gave the youth at the high school. Listen closely.
First stop, my old high school.
How's it going, man?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
What up,
bro? I don't know it. Met with Coach Hicks, whom I've known since junior high school. It brought back a lot of memories.
Was it like this when you was there?
Because in high school, I was always average.
Are you leaving the shop?
I was always that kid that coaches said, he's a little raw, got a potential, but just not there yet. So I did whatever it took.
That's me right there. I'm about 80.
To go from average to where I am now, it's special because I knew that I put in a lot of hard work to get where I am.
We got some guys in there lifting weights. Since you're here, I'd like for you to come in for a minute. Explain them what it takes to get where you
are. All right. What's up, guys? Good. This is funny to be here, but I came from right here, man. I was in that same locker room.
And I'm a testament that you guys can do better than what I've done. If you want to make something out of your life, this is where it starts. And apply yourself. Number one, you got to stay in school. I remember guys in high school drink beer and that. I knew all that stuff, but I didn't do it because my grandmother and my mama, they told me, don't follow the crowd. And it didn't come easy. Coach here tell you, I was dark skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried. You're going to have people that put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles. I wish you the best. If you guys ever need anything, Coach, know I'm a phone call away. Just let me know.
Get a Wildcat Pride in here on three. Wildcat Pride on three.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat Pride.
It was good to get in front of those guys and just share that dreams are obtainable.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. They try to divide me and Albie Shore. Can't be done. This is what we were told was desirable, to look like Albie Shore. Handsome brother, he had to overcome this. Putting that on Albie Shore, man. Stop it. By the way, Quincy Jones named Albie Shore a Sony innovator. Speak to us, Albie. Break down the light-skinned, dark-skinned divide, my brother.
And it didn't come easy. Coach here tell you, I was dark-skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're going to have people that put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
I just got a message. Somebody telling me that T.O. might be setting us back 20 years because he's seen with bikini white women in an upcoming episode. Let me have my moment of black power with T.O. Did you all use Albie Shore against the brown skin? Now, as some people use Wesley Snipes against the light skin? This is what we had to overcome. This is fratricide. Speak to him, Albie. Oh, maybe this look too good for me. But don't sweat yourself.
I'm stuck. Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com. Woo.
Come on, Albie. Speak to him.
What's up with that? You got me on a call. What do you think, you dope on a rope? Dope. You know what, I'm supposed to sweat you? You're supposed to just run all over me? Zero. On a strap. Hey, yo, Scott. It ain't hard to tell, right?
Yo! All the girls grab a girl and, get out to sleep and rock to the rhythm.
Glenn from Philly says, Peace said, I think you referred to Albie Shaw and Special Ed as shock and awe when it came to dark-skinned brothers. I'm curious if there's ever been a dark-skinned sister to shift attitudes the way that Wesley Snipes helped to bring the dark-skinned brothers back. Maybe Patra. I had no problem with Patra.
In the name of blackness, you are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
It's a light-skinned, brown-skinned medley. We're bringing color complexion unity. T.O. suffering the effects of the Wesley Snipes syndrome. Good question that Glenn from Philly asked. Was there a black woman, dark-skinned, who redefined beauty away from light-skinned domination?
Yeah.
Listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
And it didn't come easy. Coach here tell you, I was dark skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're gonna have people to put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
I'm not gonna be here for long.
It is almost embarrassing. The color consciousness that was played on us. Whew, man. A nominee for a sister who brought brown skinness back, and she loves black men. Angie Stone. I don't care what nobody say. Weight issues. Oh man, Angie Stone made me feel so good. I hope that we are getting over this issue. Light skin, brown skin. Hate directed at both sides. Very vicious. Light skin people catching it very badly. Let's knock this mess out. Angie, sing to us as we go into hour number 5.
Heart goes out to the homeless and poor. Yo. And my n***s in the vein that they ain't go to the ball. But it's the hell on your back, it's too cold. And for the kids that didn't get their school clothes. For the gods that lost their earth, the world is gone. You get it back, you just lost your verse. It's peak.
Hey, Glenn from Philly, Dambisa Moyo could bring it back. Very beautiful. Dambisa Moyo, author of Dead Aid. I nominate her and Angie Stone.
I can't leave it out my rhyme. Why? Cause it been part of my dreams. The seed, 20 Porsches worth. 3 houses for the family, 2 for the When I die, I was true to the
true soul.
And I never practiced voodoo.
Ending blackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Better way, better way, better way.
the pain. Fiend got a and the needle look dirty, but I'm close to reaching 30. And the only thing I know is the profit of the game. I might cry, but I'm still cold. I might be cold, but I still cry. And bottom line, I'ma still die. I can see the doors opening now. I can see the ghost floating around.
And it didn't come easy. Coach, he'll tell you, I was dark skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're gonna have people to put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
Keys to the boy, cause all I really want was a little money and some keys to a toy.
We'll review Tiny and Toya next, and Christina DeBarge will play her album. You may be surprised by what I think of the new DeBarge album, the newest member of the DeBarge dynasty.
Been a sacrifice, so if I need my help, he ain't never got to ask me twice. I'm the you can kick it with, you got a spot you wanna rob, I'm the you can stick it with. I'm in the studio, I'm dropping pain on the beat. I'm famous indeed, but those is two differences. They trying to understand me, but I overstand them. I'm the flowing phantom, so we blowing random. To my corner, told it, they want the money and the jewels and everything, cause we sold them in to the that think I'm handsome.
Ooh. Janine from Hartford says it may have been Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill brought the title back from Halle Berry. KC from Austin, Texas says Lauryn Hill. And to a lesser extent, Nia Long. I saw Nia Long in person. A little lighter than I thought. Shane from Houston says, what about Stacey Dash or Angela Bassett? Actresses, I notice. Good choices.
And it didn't come easy. Coach, he'll tell you, I was dark skinned. I heard every black joke it was. Did I appreciate that? No, it hurt me, dude. It was time I cried.
You're going to have people to put you down. I get that all the time. But I've always been able to overcome those obstacles.
Little Rihanna-ish. This is Goodbye, Christina DeBarge, album called Exposed. Yes, this is Uncle Chico's niece. Chico DeBarge is her uncle. While we listen to Christina DeBarge's album, Rod Ginyar of Culver City, California, has replied. He says, no, Blackwater is not worse than GE. They are part and parcel of a legacy of power, class subjugation, and cultural insensitivity, but what else is new? It's just that this head of Blackwater is killing people who are part of the investigation concerning its leader. This guy's a murderer at its baseless level, and he's not ashamed to be in the hunt for Muslims, period. By the way, who is the sunshine picture on your screen? That's Christina DeBarge. We do have an article up on Mr. Prince of Blackwater in the national, international section of blackelectorate.com, but I refuse to just denounce people that the left wants denounced. Denounce people who claim to be on the left who are making money off of war, too. That's the program over here. I'm not going to be a sycophant for the left. Okay. Okay, this is a cut called Sabotage. Christina DeBarge. I like this album. I think she can actually sing. She took me a little bit back to the early 90s. This is Chico DeBarge's niece. What's the greatest DeBarge moment? A feature or a song? The whole DeBarge family.
I keep praying she leave me alone. She keeps waiting inside of my home. I got an angel on the left saying don't give in. But the devil on the right saying better win. She won't stop kicking down my door. Oh, because I try to be the good girl, I end up getting away.
Uh-oh. I thought the album you could listen to it all the way through, even if you weren't particularly a big fan of this kind of music. I didn't find it to be nasty. You feel me? You know, just all in your face.
She keeps looking with wondering eyes. Oh, I got an angel on the left saying get away, but the devil on the right saying time to play.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is called Died in Your Eyes. DeBarge, Christina, Died in Your Eyes.
There's something in the air tonight. There's a secret we can hide behind no more.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is called Powerless. Christina DeBarge. Africa Union website again, www.africa-union.org, africa-union.org, blackelectric.com, the announcement for the Second Congress of African Economists if you want to get involved.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
It's called Cried Me a River. Cried Me a River. The new album, Exposed.
I still remember the
day that we met, I hung on to every word you said. Asked me to surrender, and that's what I did. And you broke my heart again and again. So now you are sorry, like you all in love. But where was your sorry when you broke it all up? I told myself never again. There ain't no way I'm letting you in, because I keep remembering when you blame me.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
I think that I love him more than like yourself. I know that I'll never find nothing close to him.
Never gonna stop, I love him till I
drop. Ain't never gonna let him go on. He drives me so crazy. I so love my baby the way he be making me feel. I know you think I'm dead wrong.
Okay, we got Rod Guignard. Now we're getting somewhere now. Rod Guignard says, then let's denounce Brother President for perpetuating the war and indeed increasing the contractual relationship with Blackwater in Iraq and elsewhere. And Afghanistan is revealing itself to continue to be the black hole of military victory. We are losing it and will continue to do so. This is a prime example, Rod says, of a racist, classist, cultural elitism to think we can bestow Western ideological inclinations on these peoples who don't want it, won't accept it, and will die en masse protecting their right to be a third world nation with the simplest of hopes as a nation. Once again, this is Brother President's profound soft spot, protecting the great America-Kakan way in the Middle East. And I love the president no less than the rest of us.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program. Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
We'll listen to the new album Exposed by Christina DeBarge, the DeBarge family. This is James DeBarge's daughter, Chico DeBarge's niece. What's the greatest song ever made by DeBarge, or one that featured them?
I'm losing there and slowly dying. Kill me
I don't wanna be too dramatic, breaking up is problematic. I don't even know what to do. But all I know is that I'm missing you. I don't care about nothing else but you. I'm like stupid for me, honey. One more step, I'm feeling like I'm out of heaven. No, I really don't think I'll make it without you. Not about you, baby. I try to do, but it don't make sense. I can't believe this is happening.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
I don't know. Good album. What's the greatest song by a DeBarge family member? Is it this?
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
I think this is my second favorite song ever to feature a DeBarge family member. It right here, my second favorite DeBarge song ever. I'm feeling it. Stay with me. I might hit the high note on this. That's a gangster synthetic synthesizer right there, synthetic keyboard. Puffy knew what he was doing when he remixed this for Biggie. Me right there. My throat is killing. Hey, maybe we should enter DeBarge into the Falsetto King competition. Greatest falsetto voices ever.
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Let's see what else we can come up with. This hot family, DeBarge family. If you have a DeBarge favorite, let me know. The greatest DeBarge song ever made. Family member, album, single, or feature. Sorry, Nori spit the apology for all of us. This is what you play. Speak for us, Nori. Be our spokesman to the women we've hurt. Man, I wish Nori could still flow like this.
I used to cut pies in front of my girl. Now I apologize. still be there. Don't mean to knock you. I know it's hard for the thug like me. Thinking what I get locked. Come home tonight or not. Black princess. Kiss you when I see you. White women suntan to try to be you. The melanin in your skin. Make it all see through. Sometimes you hurt y'all. Not understanding what we doing. And sweating at the foul line like Pat Ewing. You're from all the brothers. I dedicate to the mothers.
I had to put Chico DeBarges on your screen right now. Salute him. Chico, sing it.
Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Radio Program.
Kiss you on the forehead, cause yo boo, this one for you. The stupid shit in the past, I ain't mean it. You know what the cause the need it. And you cook, the way that it smell, the way that it look. The chef brush, you look good, that's off the hook. You go to school too, sit back, or respect you. Work your part time, spending your time around mine. I'm loving you, that's why I wrote this rhyme. Flying in the Bell Harbor when we need the shot. Cartier, Gucci, Cartier, won't stop.
Rod from California says that he does have a nice falsetto, but not as good as Philip Bailey. We'll see if the DeBarge family can hold their own.
Yo, it's all good. I'm liking that you understand me.
Mm-hmm.
And even flip when I was down in Miami.
Right.
Call me on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Jones like I'm still home. So tell me what you're wearing, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking feeling, girl.
Right.
I'm stepping to my life now. Share my world. That's what I like about you. You got faith in me.
Mm.
Be shining by yourself when you're late with me. The only thing
that's the best line. You got faith in me.
You got the real hair while all the chicks rock quick. I can remember back then like a script of me. When your friends kept saying not to get with me. But you couldn't help it. I knew the both of us felt it. The both of us felt it. The both of us dealt with the rumors and the lies. Your eyes and eyes is enough for a brother. You cut off ties to any other chick I used to mess with. Keeping it real, cause you the real one that I wanna step with. This is a song right here. Just dedicated to all y'all. You know what I mean? Cause we know how we are.
And now I shall give you the first cue as to the nature of the great master key which has been responsible for all the great successes in every calling in every part of the world. Please listen carefully to what I have to say, because you may discover the secret of the master key in this first visit. You may get your first cue as to the nature of the great master key when I tell you that psychologists have discovered a natural law which is the very foundation of all personal success. And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.